Now that everything had been arranged, Don Quixote was eager to leave home without delay. After all, with every passing hour, he was depriving the world of his good deeds. The crooks he would catch, the debts he would pay, the wrongs he would right, the lives he would save. So, one hot summer morning, while it was still dark out, he put on his armor, drew his makeshift visor down over his forehead, climbed onto Rocinante, and without a whisper or a word to anyone, slipped through an opening in the far wall of his courtyard, his heart brimming with pride at how easy it had been to make his vision a reality. But as the broad fields opened up before him, he was gripped by a terrifying thought. He had never sworn the oath of knighthood, which meant he had no business riding to anybody's rescue. This nearly caused him to turn back, but fortunately his madness overcame what his mind couldn't. Remembering his beloved tales of chivalry, he decided to be dubbed a knight by the first man to cross his path. Whereupon he breathed a great sigh of relief and resumed his journey, letting Rocinante lead the way.